everybody, and welcome to That Wrestling Show, the only podcast. Well, it's not the only, but it is the podcast where all pro wrestling matters. I am your host, Bill Yates.
Oh, it's
Kofi, joined by the bread monster, Fro.
No, we are the only wrestling show where all wrestling matters.
Well, this week is going to be a fun episode. Because, guess what I got in the mail this week?
What?
The latest edition of Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine with their year-end awards.
Ooh, cool.
And we're going to cover who won in each of the categories.
I could guess.
Yeah, you, Pro, gets to guess. The Wrestler of the Year is on the front cover, which I'm not going to spoil right now for Pro, so...
Are females allowed in Wrestler of the Year, by the way?
Let me check, because I actually have not seen... No, they have their own category.
Okay, so I have to guess who the male is on the front of the page.
Right, when we get to it.
Right. We also have something called The Mask.
Singer? Yes, we get to talk two shows this week about the Masked Singer. Plus some wrestling news going around. And at the end of this week's show, I get to reveal what Fro and I are going to be reviewing next week for you guys, you the listeners, as our Valentine's Day gift to you.
As long as it's not the Oscars, I don't really care.
No, it's not.
Good.
but before we get into everything, I have an announcement that I'd like to make.
Okay.
You guys may have noticed over the last month or so that I haven't mentioned Patreon in a while.
Oh, yeah.
The reason is I've been working on it because I wanted to change it up a bit.
Okay.
It is no longer Bill's World a podcast. From this moment forward, it is strictly only for That Wrestling Show.
Nice.
And I'm gonna tell everyone, I do believe that we have the best prices for tiers. Because Fro goes, you know, he's visited Patreon a few times. I'm subscribed to a couple of Patreon groups, one of which I do plug from time to time when they put up a monthly review. But I figure, you know, you guys are the best listeners in the world. You guys get the you get to hear this first. And I think it should be mentioned right off the bat. The weekly show will always be free. You guys will never have to pay a dime to listen to the weekly show.
Really?
Really. Honest to goodness.
Okay. Then I quit. No, okay. I'm just kidding.
The wrestling show has come to terms. No. All right. We have three tiers.
Ooh.
Only three. And folks, they are so affordable that even your kids, your grandkids, could pay for this. Ooh. And I think it's pretty catchy. So our first tier is the $1 tier, which we thank you for donating to the podcast. For $2, not only do we get to thank you for donating, but you can have us do commentary for any pro wrestling match that you want. It can be your favorite matches of all time. It can be your least favorite. Maybe it's something that you want to hear that, you know, could be funny, could be serious. But for $2, you get to pick any matches you want. We'll do special commentary on that match.
Nice.
And the big one, the last one, for $3. Get it? One, two, three. Like a wrestling match. For $3, you get the thank you for donating to the podcast. You get the special commentary. And you will get first, before anybody else hears it, a review of the most recent pay-per-view, either be WWE, Ring of Honor, Impact, MLW, All Elite Wrestling. You will get a review of that said pay-per-view within 24 hours after the show has ended.
Ooh.
So you guys are going to get to hear, you're going to get all, you know, the grades. And it'll probably end up being me because Fro is, you know, 6 hours ahead and our time schedule is always different.
But I will join sometimes.
Yeah, every once in a while, Fro will join us, you know, join me. And we will, like, we'll continue to do the review on the show. But if you join the $3 tier, you get this first before everybody else gets to hear it.
Hot off the press, I say.
Exactly. Now, the other thing that I want to mention, the goals have changed. So the first goal that we have is $25. If we can reach $25, we will review an old TNA pay-per-view.
Oh, no.
And it could be any. It could be a good one. It could be a bad one. It doesn't matter. Oh,
good. Okay. Yeah. I was worried there for 2 seconds. Okay.
Then the second goal, for $50, we'll review an ECW pay-per-view or a super show. You know, like their monthly shows that are up on the WWE Network. For $75, we'll review an old WCW pay-per-view.
Ooh.
And for $100, we will review an old WWE pay-per-view.
Ooh.
But we got to get to that first goal, which is $25. And for once we get to $25, you will get a TNA pay-per-view review. And we'll figure out which one it is, and, you know, we'll go from there. But that is the first goal. And to get to the link, it's real simple. It's patreon.com/thatwrestlingshow. And, you know, if you don't want to donate, it's fine. Our feelings will not be hurt. But I feel you guys are going to get the absolute best offer for the smallest prices. So check out patreon.com/thatwrestlingshow.
If somebody wants to know what the worst pay-per-view ever in TNA was, Turning Point 2000.
Turning Point.
And then?
Okay. Is that the one with Jeff Hardy high off of drugs?
It is. Yes.
I've actually only seen the match. I've never seen the whole show, so maybe.
It's Matt Morgan and Jeff Hardy, yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to think here, because that's the one with Mickie James and Tara. What else was on that card? Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay. Who knows? Maybe that will be the first TNA pay-per-view that gets reviewed. Who knows?
Who knows? If I have the heart to watch that again.
All right.
I remember, no joke. It's just a little like FYI. That's 10 years ago before I knew it. Yeah. I think that's my first pay-per-view ever, if I don't remember incorrectly.
That's sad.
I know.
That's sad. Wow. I think the first pay-per-view I ever saw live, I think, was WrestleMania 7.
Right.
Or, no.
Good.
Was it 7 or was it SummerSlam? It might have been SummerSlam 90, now that I'm thinking of it.
Right.
That's an underrated show, I think. But we'll have that discussion for another day.
It is an underrated show.
It is.
I agree.
I got a great tag title match on that one. But,
hey.
Yeah.
Should we get it out of the way?
Masked Singer?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about it. The Masked Singer debuted right after the Super Bowl. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs for winning Super Bowl 54, as we both predicted on here. So,
and it was a good show.
That was a fun game. That was a fun game to watch.
Good game.
Really? I'm not convinced that we're going to get Fro to watch football, but still, that was a fun game to watch.
No, it's one of the better Super Bowls in a long time. Like, commercial-wise...
Oh, the commercials were great.
And also, the Midway show was actually really good this time. I was like, oh, J-Lo and Shakira.
Unless you were a white mother.
Right. Yes. I really liked the halftime show as well. It was the perfect length and everything like that. So, yeah.
Let's get into the Masked Singer. So this year, like we talked about last week, we have three groups of six. So we're gonna have.
I really like how they're doing this this year.
I really do.
How they take one-on-one group instead of like giving us different groups. It's very, very, very smart.
And it's also gonna be refreshing because after next week's episode, we're not gonna see the top three from Group A for a while.
Right.
Which is good.
And that's. That's what makes it so smart in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the first group, we have War Tiger, Turtle, Llama, Miss Monster, Robot, and Kangaroo. War Tiger sang Ice Ice Baby. Turtle sang Kiss from a Rose by Seal. Llama sang She Bangs by Rick Martin. Miss Monster sang Somebody to Talk About by Bonnie Raitt. Robot sang
Are You Gonna Go
by Lemmy the Crowd, yes. And Kangaroo made me cry with Dancing on My Own by Robin. Jeez.
That's the only song I had never heard of. The other five I have heard.
Oh, so good. But it was so good. The one that was out was the Robot, to many people's surprise, including me, it was Lil Wayne.
Here's my thing with how he sang that song, because here's where this is where Lil Wayne doomed himself.
Mm-hmm.
The song you pick is the song where you have to hit the high note.
I know.
You know, in the chorus, because it's like, you got to know. He was like, you've got to know. Lil Wayne's voice is not able to hit that high of a note.
No.
So, and it's something we've said in the past, where if you pick the wrong song to sing, it could doom you.
Right.
So you've got to pick the right song. Otherwise, you're screwed.
After the first show, I was 100% sure who two people were. I was sure Llama was, And I was 100% sure who White Tiger was.
Oh, I know who White Tiger is.
Yes, oh me too. God. But I was 100% sure. I want to say that because, yes, of what happens next. Because on Wednesday, we got Llama with It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monster with Fantasy by Bobby Gantry.
Mm-hmm.
White Tiger with Good Vibrations. Awful. 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 Version. Jeez, that was awful. That was so bad. I was like, oh, White Tiger is out. By Marky Mark and the Funky Munch. Kangaroo. You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. And Say You Won't Let Go by James Arthur was sung by the Turtle. The Llama was out, and to nobody's surprise, including me, it was Drew Carey, because I heard it was Drew Carey right away when he started singing the last show, She Bangs.
I gotta be honest, at first, from the first episode, I was like, they sort of convinced me it was Joel McHale, and I'll give you the clue, but let me tell you the clue that convinced me.
Right.
In the first clue, or the first package, he had two cards. He had an ace,
right,
and I think it was a king was the other one.
It was a knight.
Oh, a knight, okay.
I think, yeah.
And it made me convinced, because Joel McHale hosts a game show called Card Sharks.
Right.
So I was like, that's the clue. And then when the second package came, I saw the accordion, and I'm like, wait a minute. I know it's not Weird Al.
You're right.
I honestly forgot that Drew Carey does play the accordion.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I feel bad about it, because I like Drew Carey.
Yeah, no, I was 100% convinced. Talking about 100% convinced, the White Tiger, Rob
Gronkowski. Oh my god, yeah. Yes.
I mean, it is so freaking clear that that is Gronkowski.
Oh my god, yes.
Especially after Package 2, where they show that stupid cow on the skis.
Mm-hmm.
Because cow skis, you see it? They're trying to be smart, and they give it away. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Okay, the turtle? Jesse McCartney.
I don't know who the turtle could be. I really don't know. Who do you think Miss Monster is?
Miss Monster? I think that is Chaka Khan.
That's what I'm hearing. I think it is Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Because the only other one, you know, that would make sense is Dionne Warwick, but I do think it is Chaka Khan. After listening to it, it's Chaka Khan.
Yeah. The voice is very Chaka Khan.
Kangaroo, I have no idea.
Kangaroo, I have absolutely no idea.
I thought it might have been Selena Gomez, but after the second package where she's like, this is for my little Rue, I'm like, okay, it's not her. So now ratings, for those that are curious, they did really good for being a post-Super Bowl show. They had 23 million viewers.
Yeah.
With an 8.1 rating, which is really good for being the post-Super Bowl show. And then the Wednesday show did really good as well. They had over 7 million viewers with a 2 rating.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So, Wednesday is the final round for the A group. I think White Tiger is going to get eliminated.
I really hope so, because he's the one left that can't sing, and I mean, all the others can sing, both Chaka Khan and Jesse McCartney, but Gronkowski can't sing, and I have no clue, like I said, who the kangaroo is.
Yeah.
I was like, That voice is kind of mixed gray. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can understand.
Good morning, hello. It doesn't make sense according to the package.
Right, it really doesn't. I don't think it's Macy Gray. Because
no.
Macy Gray has a kind of sound.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I don't think it's Macy.
Yeah.
After this week's episode, B Group will be coming up, and I have the list of what the B Group is.
Oh, please tell me.
We have the banana,
mm-hmm.
elephant, frog,
mm-hmm.
kitty, mouse, and taco. Mm.
So, mouse, by the way, is
Paris Hilton.
Is Paris Hilton? Oh, yes. Just in case of she's going up in the first episode. So I just wanted to say it one more time. We know already who Mouse is.
Well, but wait a minute, though. Hold on. When they did the commercials for season 3, and they showed the robot costume, it was, like, set, like, in the West, and it made, I know it made me think it was going to be some country singer, and it ends up being Lil Wayne.
Right.
So, I don't know. Just saying.
We will see.
We will definitely see. All right. Let's get to the other news, because we already talked about the big story, which was Masked Singer this week.
and the Chiefs winning,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, yeah. And the Chiefs winning, which we both had. So, you know, makes me feel happy we got that one right.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like I said, I would have been fine if San Francisco had won. I would have.
It was a very close game. And,
it was. It
and
was
I loved fun. It. I loved it when they were under and how they came back. It
mm-hmm.
was a very interesting game.
Yeah.
Even for me that doesn't understand the rules.
Exactly. WWE came out with a trailer yesterday for a new docuseries called Ruthless mm-hmm. Aggression. For those who have not seen it, Fro has said that he has seen it. I have seen it as well. This is mm-hmm. going to be a 5-part series on basically after the Monday Night Wars. This is designed to be a sequel to the Monday Night War documentary. And
right.
the first episode, or the first part of this, will air on Sunday, February the 16th at 10 a.m. Eastern, with the title being It's Time to Shake Things Up.
Oof,
I actually have when all 5 parts are going to air.
Okay.
So, just mentioned the first one. Part 2 will air, or actually part 2 is called Enter John Cena. That will air on February the 17th.
Sorry.
So it's going to air the next day.
Right. That just sounded very dark.
Enter John Cena.
But it also means, like, yeah. Okay. Right. I will not even explain it. It's a PG show, this.
Yeah.
When I don't curse.
Well, I guess this week we won't. Even though, like, 2 days ago, I was ready to go off on the entire... I'll just say it anyway. I was going to go off on the U.S. Congress after what Congressman Tim Ryan said on Twitter this week.
Oh my gosh. Tim Ryan.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Thank you. That's all we're going to go with. That's as far as we're going to go this week.
You know what? Sorry. Yes.
I'll save my fueled rant another day for U.S. Congress.
Talking about not wrestling. I watched the debate last night because I could not sleep for some freaking reason. I was like, oh, this is not as bad as the debate as it usually is.
Mm-hmm.
Then after 30 minutes. Tom Sawyer the most undemocratic Democrat in the world. He is so annoying. Anyway.
So, episode 3 is Evolution. And that is going to air on February 24th. Episode 4 is The Next Big Thing. That will air on March 2nd. And the conclusion will be Civil War Raw versus SmackDown will air on March the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I usually, WWE does very good with their documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they get their facts right.
Right.
Because, you know, when they did the whole episode on Stone Cold, it's like, oh, the next night after he won King of the Ring, they were all right. 16 signs everywhere. Like, bull crap. But,
yeah, they're very good at what I call false news.
Yeah. But no, I saw the trailer. I'm looking forward to this. At least they can't lie too much on this because they're not talking about WCW and ECW in this. So they're going to have to be honest with this stuff. So.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Fourth quarter reports came out for WWE on Thursday. Not good. Not good at all. Basically, they lost a good amount of money in the fourth quarter. Stocks went down after it was announced. The big report, or the big announcement, I guess, coming out of this was Vince McMahon saying that he would be willing to sell pay-per-views to other streaming services to air them.
Yeah, it is so contradicting absolutely everything. It's underselling your product. It is the most stupid freaking thing he could ever do.
Yeah. But I think here with that, I don't think it's going to be for all the pay-per-views. I really don't.
Right.
I think it's going to
It's going to be WrestleMania. Yeah.
SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series. Yeah. I think it's going to be those four. The other ones, they will play on the network. And the two that I've heard right away was ESPN, which actually makes a lot of sense because they still have a WWE page on ESPN.com. So that would make sense. And I've also heard DAZN, which, for those who have not heard of it, they stream boxing and MMA events.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two that I've heard. There's an outside chance that they might air WrestleMania on Fox in the future.
Mm.
Which, if that's the case, I don't know if that's going to work. I think that's going to hurt more. And then, you know, they've talked about how they're going to cut down on house shows, which, you know, that market has not been doing good, which I think is a little bit of a mistake in my opinion, because how are these guys going to get better?
Right.
How are they going to improve in the ring?
No, I agree.
And then the number of subscribers for WWE Network went down 10%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To about 1.42, 1.43 million. They're hoping by the end of the next quarter to have it be 1.47, which is not that big of a rise there.
You know, it's just like,
I mean, you know, when the two people left, you know, when they let them go, or as I like to call them, Vince's right-hand people, which we discussed last week, it was like, oh, man, this is not going to be good. And I think we were right on that.
Oh, definitely.
So, I'm very thankful I never bought any WWE stock.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, should we talk a little about what is going on for a Super Showdown?
Yeah. Well, Monday night on Raw, they had a triple threat match to determine the number one contender for the WWE title. And it was a good match. I gotta say, you know, Lashley, Seth Rollins, Ricochet was a good match. Mm-hmm. The right guy went over. And oh my God, Brock Lesnar was on TV again.
Mm-hmm.
And Fro, here's the funny thing, which I had no idea of. Brock's been on every Raw so far this year.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
No, that's because we don't care about Brock.
Exactly.
We also had another big return on Raw.
Yes. On Raw? Ruby Riott came back.
Mm-hmm.
And she attacked Liv Morgan after Liv beat Lana for the second time in a row. You'd think that would end the feud. No, it's not.
No. It's going to go to WrestleMania. Oh, we already said it.
Dear God, why? Why?
I have no clue.
You know, I gotta say, Raw, I enjoyed Raw this week.
Oh, yeah. But then SmackDown comes, and did we have any big returns on SmackDown?
Some guy I've never heard of, Goldberg?
Yeah, never heard about this guy.
And he's going
to... I think he's a rookie or something.
He's going to face The Fiend for the Universal title at Super Showdown.
I'm going to be so freaking pissed if he wins.
No, they can't.
He's not.
They can't.
No, they can't. Do
they can't.
I know they can't. I think we will have a title change at the Super SmackDown, but I will talk a little about that right now then, because we also got another match. The Miz and Morrison against the New Day.
Oh, okay. That one I could see.
Yeah.
That title change I could see.
I strangely enough think it doesn't really matter because, yeah. New Day doesn't really need a title.
Yeah. And King Corbin is going to face Roman Reigns one more time. This time in a steel cage.
Do you care about this match?
Not one bit. I thought after the dog food match, I thought that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But nope. We just got to egg this one on. Just drag this along.
So that was Raw and SmackDown.
I just hope these guys get home on time this time around.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch this pay-per-view. I don't care.
No. Well, unless somebody gets us the $3 donation on Patreon, But we'll see. NWA this week was very interesting. Yeah.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. You had two good title matches, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The rematch for the women's title.
Right.
Which was not as good as the first one, but it was still a good match.
Yeah, I was just going to say, nothing can beat that match.
Right. But it was still a good match. And then Aaron Stevens and Trevor Murdoch was a fun match to watch. And I like, I don't know if you heard the commentary, I like Aaron Stevens' new nickname.
I do, too.
He wants to be referred to as Aaron Shooter Stevens, or ASS.
Yes.
How could you not like that?
No. I think that's my winner of the week. I thought NXT was okay.
AEW was all right. The whipping segment at the end was okay. Let me tell you what the mistake was with that.
I didn't like it at all.
The mistake they made, and I'm not the kind of person that will nitpick the small stuff.
Right.
Why did you have to use Cody's belt?
Can
you not afford an actual leather strap?
Right.
That's my complaint.
But AEW felt very... I don't know what the word is it for
this week.
Actually, yeah, it's very like down on my list this week. I didn't super enjoy it.
I think they're gonna rebound next week though, because they have two title matches. And I think NXT can rebound because that's gonna be the go home show for TakeOver.
But both NXT and AEW kind of disappointed me in this week, I will say. I will definitely say NWA was my winner of the week.
Well, for those that are curious, in the ratings war for this week, AEW was the clear winner. They had 928,000 viewers compared to 770,000 for NXT. So this,
you think they are satisfied with that number?
Who, AEW?
No, NXT.
No.
No.
Because since we've begun this new year, AEW has won every single week. Like, if you were to compare, because I have the chart in front of me, the last time NXT beat AEW was December 18th. It has been almost 2 months. Not good for NXT. And I feel bad for them because they have good wrestlers. They've got good talent. For some reason, Vince, in his old way, is like, I don't want new competition. We're going to put NXT there. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's... Oh, well, actually, there is one... two pieces of news, actually, I want to mention real quick. With MLW. At the recent TV taping, which was over the previous weekend, they announced a working relationship with Dragon Gate, the promotion in Japan. Are you there, Fro?
Sorry, I have a little sleep.
There you go. MLW announced that they are in a working relationship now with Dragon Gate.
Okay.
Which is the promotion in Japan. So they're going to be exchanging talent there. So we're going to get to see wrestlers from Japan come over, you know, to the U.S. and vice versa. So that'll be very good for them. And then on Wednesday, they announced that they will be doing, a co-promoted event in Mexico with AAA Wrestling. And this will be on March the 13th in Tijuana.
Okay.
No matches have been announced at this time, but MLW, you know, they're making a name for themselves, so be interested. I think I'm more interested in the Dragon Gate announcement than the one with AAA, because a lot of the Dragon Gate wrestlers, they haven't been in the U.S. in a long time, so be very interesting to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think if there's anything else. No, I don't think there is. How about we get into Pro Wrestling Illustrated Magazine?
Yeah, guessing time.
Guessing time. Now, of course, the digital copy went out a while back. I get the physical copy. I still do. I do believe in the magazine. So this is the year-end awards voted upon by the fans. And what we do, for those of you that are first-time listeners, I give Fro the top four, the people that scored the top four. Fro's going to guess who won in each category. And that's how the game goes. And you guys can have fun with this as well. Let me count real quick how many categories there are before we get into all this. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 categories.
Okay.
So of the 11, how many do you think you will get right?
Half. So let's go with 5.
That was the number I was thinking exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's begin with Rookie of the Year. Here are the top four finishers. Utami Hayashishita, Green Ant, Brian Pillman Jr., and Jasmine Duke. Who was named Rookie of the Year?
Brian Pillman Jr.
It is Brian Pillman Jr. by a very large margin.
I'm not very surprised by that.
He got 69% of the votes. Jasmine Duke was second. She had 13%.
Okay, yeah.
That's how big it was. Folks. All right, so you're 1-for-1. You're right off the bat there.
Nice.
All right, next. Oh. Next category, the Inspirational Wrestler of the Year.
Okay.
These are the top four. You have to tell me who won the category. PCO, Becky Lynch, Kofi Kingston, Roman Reigns.
I hope it's not Roman Reigns. Becky Lynch.
It was Roman Reigns.
Oh, I'm a surprise!
Roman Reigns received 37% of the votes. Kofi Kingston was second with 30%.
Oh, that's cool.
Next category, Most Improved Wrestler of the Year.
Okay.
Was it Brian Cage, Jay White, Chad Gable, or Buddy Murphy?
Ooh, this one is hard.
This is a good one.
This one is really hard. I'm going to go with Chad Gable. Just because WWE likes to screw him over.
It was Brian Cage.
Ah.
Brian Cage.
At least I kind of got right.
Right. Brian Cage had 23%.
I call that half a point.
Brian Cage had 23%. Jay White had 16%. Buddy Murphy and Chad Gable both had 13%.
Nice.
Next category, comeback of the year. Was it Sasha Banks, Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns, or Dustin Rhodes?
Dustin.
It was Roman Reigns.
Again?
37% of the votes there. Bray Wyatt had 23%. Dustin had 12%. Sasha had 8%. Next category, Woman of the Year. Was it?
I don't think I need it. Okay. I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
It was Becky Lynch. Very good. She had...
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
She had 58% of the votes. Yeah. Tessa Blanchard was second. She had 20%. Shayna Baszler was third with 5%. And Brandi Rhodes was fourth with 4%. Then we have Feud of the Year. Feud of the Year. Was it Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair, Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole, Kenny Omega versus Jon Moxley, or Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch?
I'm going to go with the last.
Rousey and Lynch. The winner was Gargano and Cole.
With
24% of the vote. Omega and Moxley was second with 14%. Okay. Lynch and Flair, 13%. Rousey and Lynch, 12%.
Wow. I got to pick the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, bro. Mm-hmm. if I can get even more wrong.
next category, the most popular wrestler of the year. Is it Kofi Kingston, Becky Lynch, Jon Moxley, or Johnny Gargano?
I'm going to go with Lynch again.
It is Becky Lynch.
Nice.
27% of the votes there. Moxley had 15, Kingston 4, Gargano 6.
I was fearing you were going to say Roman Reigns.
Nope, not in the top 4 on that one.
Good.
So we go from most popular to the most hated.
I know my answer. it's not Roman Reigns, by the way. It is someone that has a title on Raw.
mm-hmm. He finished second.
Oh, really? I would guess him, by the way.
He finished second with 20%.
Okay.
Do you want to know who won this one?
Yes, please.
It is King Corbin.
Oh,
with 40% of the votes.
Wow.
The other two were Shane McMahon with 16 and MJF with 8.
Mm.
All right. This next one's going to be a very hard one.
Okay.
Match of the year.
Oh.
And the four I'm looking at, you can make a legit argument that that was the match of the year. All right? So I'm going to give you the match and the show that it was on. Was the match of the year Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar from SummerSlam?
Mm-hmm.
Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan from WrestleMania? Dustin Rhodes versus Cody from Double or Nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Or Johnny Gargano and Adam Cole from TakeOver New York?
TakeOver New York.
It was Dustin and Cody.
I'm very happy to hear that.
And here's how close this was. Dustin and Cody had 21%.
Mm-hmm.
Gargano and Cole had 19%.
Oh,
very close. Next, we got two categories left. Tag Team of the Year. Is it the Lucha Brothers, the Young Bucks, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, or New Day?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Okay. Lucha Brothers,
mm-hmm.
Young Bucks, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, New Day.
I'm going to go with the Young Bucks.
The winner by 1%.
Wow.
Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish.
Good for them.
Young Bucks were second with 18%.
Wow.
And the final category, and this was an even close, this was also very close vote. 1% separates the winner and the first runner-up. Who is Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Wrestler of the Year? Kofi Kingston, Seth mm-hmm. Rollins, Chris Jericho, or Adam Cole? And this, whoever it is on the front cover of the magazine.
I'm going to go with Adam Cole, baby!
Let me just make sure that I got this number right. I just want to make sure. Hold on, I'm just checking to see if they have. All right. Well, they don't have the official number, but the winner for Wrestler of the Year in the closest race since 2009. Adam Cole, baby!
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
20% of the vote went to Cole, 19% went to Jericho, 17% went to Rollins, 14% went to Kofi Kingston.
How many rights did I get?
Well, let's see. You had the Wrestler of the Year, so that's one. You had most popular, that's two. You had Woman of the Year, that's three. You had, you gave yourself half a point for most improved.
I don't count that.
Oh, you don't? And you had Rookie of the Year, so you got four right. Almost there.
Almost there.
Almost
four there. And a half if I count that. Right. Yes.
And a special note that I just want to mention real quick: the recipient of the Stanley Weston Award, that was the original editor of Pro Wrestling Magazine. The recipient this year, Stone Cold Steve Austin. So very good honor for Stone Cold Steve Austin there. Well, I think that's going to do it. We'll get into what we got in store next week in just a moment, but let's get into the plugs. If you guys have any questions or comments, send an email, wrestlingman@thatwrestlingshow.com. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter @WrestlingShow11. Join our Facebook group. We're only 9 members away from 400. Let's get over that mark by the end of this month. Let's go for it. If you could get 9 of your friends to join our Facebook group, we'll reach it. I got that feeling. Just type in That Wrestling Show fan group in the search bar and boom! You're right there, and if you can't find it, it's okay. I always put the link in the description box of every episode. Visit the website, thatwrestlingshow.com, and I'm going to plug it one more time. Visit the Patreon page, patreon.com/thatwrestlingshow. And remember, if you don't want to, you know, join, it's okay. Not going to hurt our feelings. Fro, what did you guys discuss this week on Another Digital Citizen?
An extremely good question.
about this week. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired, people, because I had an all-nighter because I couldn't sleep. So
yeah.
I'm a little like I'm almost hangover. But we talked about Oscars and didn't go to the Razzies nominations because they were not out. But yeah, no, a lot of the talk was about the Iowa caucus. I have never seen that. Sorry?
What a joke that was.
Yeah, best joke in the world. But yeah, no, we do an Oscar rundown, who we think is going to win the prizes this Sunday.
I actually have the list for the Razzies.
Oh, yeah, You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it right now, because the Oscar... Oh. I think we already made our pick for the Oscars, you and I. Or at least for Best Picture. Oh, we didn't?
No.
Oh, okay, we'll do the pick for Best... for the Oscar for Best Picture after the Razzies. So, let's start with the big one. Worst Picture of the Year.
Yeah, let me look up what I told Luke. Give me 2 seconds. I have a list that I made. Do you mind if we go from the bottom?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. Is it the Razzie Redeemer that we're starting with?
Yes.
Okay. We have Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name. Keanu Reeves for John Wick 3 and Toy Story 4, Adam Sandler for Uncut Gems, Jennifer Lopez for Hustlers, and Will Smith for Aladdin.
I went for Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Eddie Murphy on that one as well. Mm-hmm. Then we have a new category, which I did not know. Worst Reckless Disregard for Human Life and Public Property. Oh, God, what a great category.
It is a very good category.
Dragged Across Concrete, The Haunting of Sharon Tate, Hellboy,
one of the worst movies. Mm-hmm.
Joker, and Rambo Last Blood.
Yeah, I went with the one that both me and Luke had on our worst movies of the year list, The Haunting of Sharon Tate.
I'm going to go different. I'm going to say Hellboy.
Oh.
All right. Then we have Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel, Dark Phoenix, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Hellboy, A Madea Family Funeral, and Rambo Last Blood.
Yeah, I went with Dark Phoenix. I could almost not watch that. It was awful.
I'm going to go with Godzilla on that one.
Okay.
That's
a good pick.
Thank you. Worst Screenplay. Mm-hmm. Cats. The Haunting of Sharon Tate. Hellboy. A Madea Family Funeral, and Rambo Last Blood.
I went with Madea Family Funeral by Taylor Perry! Amazing screenwriter! Cough, cough.
I'm going to go with The Haunting of Sharon Tate on that one.
Okay.
Worst Director. Oh my good lord, this is going to be fun. Fred Durst for The Fanatic, James Franco Zeroville, Adrian Grunberg for Rambo Last Blood, Tom Hooper Cats, Neil Marshall Hellboy.
I'm going to go with Fred Durst.
Yeah, I'm going with Fred Durst as well.
It's so hot.
Then we have Worst Screen Combo.
Mm-hmm.
Any two half feline, half human hairballs, cats. Jason Derulo and his CGI neutered bulge, cats.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Perry and Tyler Perry, or Tyler Perry, A Madea Family Funeral, Sylvester Stallone and His Impotent Rage, and John Travolta and Any Screenplay He Accepts.
I love the categories. It's so funny. But I went with any two half feline, half humans.
Airborne. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
I mean, it is one of the worst movies I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with that one. Worst Supporting Actor, James Gordon, Cats. Tyler Perry gets nominated twice in this category.
Yeah. both is in his own freaking movie.
One as Joe and the other as Uncle Heathrow.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rogen for Zeroville. And Bruce Willis for Glass. I actually disagree with that. I saw Glass. Bruce Willis was not that bad.
No, I enjoyed Glass. I went with James Gordon because he freaking deserves that prize. He's an awful actor and an awful human being.
I enjoyed Glass until about the last quarter of the movie.
Right.
Did you know that you can sign up and be a voting member of the Razzies?
I know.
For $40.
Yeah.
I might consider that, actually.
I know. But who are you going for?
I'm going to go James Corden.
Yeah.
Then we have Worst Supporting Actress.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Chastain for Dark Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie Davis, A Madea Family Funeral. Judi Dench for Cats. Vanessa, that is a real name. Vanessa Pineda for Rambo First Blood, and Rebel Wilson for Cats.
I went with the Rebel Wilson for Cats.
Yeah, I'm going with Rebel Wilson too.
So bad, people!
Then we have Worst Actress.
This was maybe the one that I went, okay, this is obvious.
Alright, we have... Hilary Duff for The Haunting of Sharon Tate. Anne Hathaway for The Hustle and Serenity. Francesca Hayward for Cats. Tyler Perry as Madea for A Madea Family Funeral. And Rebel Wilson for The Hustle.
I went with Hilary Duff. I mean, I'm very sorry, but Hilary Duff? Really?
I'm going to vote for Francesca Hayward.
Mm-hmm. That's a good take as well.
I would have picked Rebel, but she's already won one in my vote, so I'm not going to give her a second one. That would be like supporting bad acting there.
Right.
Worst Actor, James Franco, Zeroville, David Harbour, Hellboy, Matthew McConaughey, Serenity, Sylvester Stallone, Rambo Last Blood, John Travolta, The Fanatic, and Trading Paint.
Yeah, Trading Paint. An awful movie also. But I went with John Travolta.
Yeah, I'm going to go Travolta as well. And now the big one, the worst picture of the year. Which movie will join such legendary movies that have won this award, including... Holmes and Watson, Battlefield Earth, and many other pieces of crap. Is it Cats, The Fanatic, The Haunting of Sharon Tate, A Madea Family Funeral, or Rambo Last Blood?
I went with obvious. I went with Cats.
Anytime, a trailer makes me want to turn it off. Automatically gets my vote. So I am going with Cats.
Memories.
Oh, I hope I don't get to see Jennifer Hudson tomorrow at the Oscars. After what she did, after she did wrong to David Otunga, I really do. I don't want to see her.
Okay, best pick.
Best pick. Do you want me to pull up that list real quick?
Sure.
All right, I'll pull that up. Is it Oscars.com or .org? I think it's .com. Yeah, it is.
It is.
Let's see. Best picture. Ford versus Ferrari. The Irishman. Oh. Jojo Rabbit. Joker. Little Women. Marriage Story. 1917. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Parasite.
I hope it's 1917, but I fear it's going to be Joker.
My pick is going to be 1917.
Right.
But I'm going to throw you a curveball, Fro. I think it's going to be Parasite.
You know what? I would be so freaking happy if it was Parasite, because that was my number one movie.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah, it is freaking amazeballs. It is.
If it wins, I will watch that movie.
I mean, it is just freaking fantastic. It is one of the best movie experiences I have ever had in my entire life. I don't think it will win there, because it's nominated in best foreign category, and it will win there.
Yeah,
because that's freaking obvious. If you're nominated both in foreign and the best picture,
you're gonna
there's
win
no
one.
Freaking way. Yeah. You're going to win. But, I just hope I'm wrong about Joker. But my head is saying Joker, because that's what they like to do in Oscars. They like to, go with something that's... I'm going to be extremely honest. I did not enjoy the Joker at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all. I thought it was a very, very, very good role by Joaquin Phoenix that will win Best Male Actor, by the way.
I think he will, too.
Yes, it's very obvious, because he's the best thing about that movie. I gave him an 8, and I gave the movie a 4.
Okay.
Or a 2 or something like that. Because the script is just awful. I think the script is awful, but his acting is amazing.
It's
my big problem about it.
It's sort of like with last year with Bohemian Rhapsody, because Rami Malek does an amazing job as Freddie Mercury.
Right, not a good movie.
Right, because they had to change so many directors.
Right.
So... I could see your point there.
Yeah, so I strangely enough think that it's going to be Joker. I just hope I'm wrong about that, and it goes to Sam Mendes, because Sam Mendes freaking deserves it for that. Like, that movie, that engaged me, and it's like, it's one cut. Like, how do you do that? How do you direct a movie that is cut into pieces to make it look like one long shot?
Right.
It is incredible, in movie wise. It is one of the best one shot things I have ever seen in my entire life. And it looks like a gimmick, but it doesn't feel like a gimmick in the movie. It feels extremely natural in that movie. It's amazing, and yeah.
Well, we'll have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been your Razzies and Oscar preview. Look at that. We actually managed to fill some time in on that.
Yeah.
All right, let's
see. See, we're not all about wrestling.
Exactly. We're really not. I mean, we talked about Masked Singer and the Super Bowl, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about podcasts that you guys should listen to. check out our Vantage Point, the Retro Wrestling Podcast with Joe Morata and Michael Quinn. They take you through the world of retro wrestling the best way possible. It really is the best. This week, they talk about and influences Monday Nitro, which it really was when you think about it. Week two of the Royal Rankings of the Best Managers of All Time. Plus, they review an episode of Mid-South Wrestling from January 3rd, 1985. That is our Vantage Point, the Retro Wrestling Podcast. Also,
I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's your favorite manager of all time?
Bobby Heenan.
Yeah,
hands,
I agree.
Hands down.
Me, agree.
Check out the wrestling podcast About Nothing with former referee Mike Crockett, owner, well, he is the owner of Chaotic Wrestling, but he's not on this week, Brian Fury, but Ring of Honor superstar The Brawler, Brian Malonis, is there this week. They discuss Brian Malonis' adventure to the NWA. He was on Power this week. And they discuss wrestling magazines with Adult Mark. That is a very odd name. And if you're looking for podcasts hosted by one individual, may I recommend Greetings from Allentown with your host, P.W. Peter Winston. He watches one episode of wrestling each week and discusses it in his own way. This week, he discusses an episode of WWF Superstars from July 20th, 1996. That's during a downtime, really, for WWE. If you're looking for non-wrestling podcasts, how about Unspooled with Paul and Amy? This week, they get away from the list of AFI's 100 Greatest Movies of All Time, the 2007 edition, as they preview the Oscars that are coming up this Sunday. They probably go into all the categories. We only went into the one that matters the most, which is Best Picture. Also, check out Last Stop Penn Station with Ring of Honor Ambassador Kerry Silken and Ian Riccaboni. This week on the show, Kerry talks about horrible ticket scalping skills. So, you want to check that out. Plus, he'll have another, I'm sure he'll have awesome stories to talk about as well. That is this week on Last Stop Penn Station. And if you're looking for a certain podcast that talks about South Park, how about Sharks Pond, a South Park podcast? I review each and every episode of South Park. Currently, I am on season 8, so almost there to the end. This week, I reviewed the episode Something Walmart This Way Comes. So, I've been to Walmart a lot of times, bro. I'm not sure if you have. Do you guys have a Walmart in Norway?
No.
I'll be honest, it's not as bad as everyone makes it out to be. It's really not. But you're gonna want to check out this review. I think you guys are gonna enjoy it. As after that, there's only 5 episodes left of season 8. How scary is that? Whew, then I go right into season 9. Alright. Next week, Fro and I are doing a review. This is another fan-requested review, Fro, because we did such a good... Well, let me paraphrase that. I did such a good job on the last review because you... We're too busy for the other one. We're going to review a Coliseum home video.
Really?
We are going to review Brains Behind the Brawn. It is currently up on the WWE Network in the home video section. Fro, I do believe you still have my info to log into WWE Network.
We'll talk about that a little later, yes.
So, that is what we will be reviewing next week on the show. Plus, we're going to preview NXT TakeOver Portland. We're going to make our predictions for that. And I have a surprise. Actually, I'm going to tell you right now, bro. I have a surprise we're going to do because, you know, 2020, it's a very important year. We're going to have another election coming up. And we're heading into WrestleMania season. We're on the road right now to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this idea for 2 years. I wanted to wait until this particular time. So, as fans, we go into discussion of which is the best WrestleManias of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But which era had the best WrestleMania? And there's only one way we're going to determine this. Because starting next week and for the following 6 weeks, Fro and I are going to rank which era of WrestleMania is the best based on the presidents of the United States that have been in office since WrestleMania 1. Bro is a little taken back, I understand, but I think this is going to be fun.
I'm just very tired. Sorry.
I know, you're very tired. But that's what we got in store next week. It is going to be a fun, jam-packed episode. And on that note, oh, and we'll talk about the Masked Singer as well. How could we forget about the Masked Singer?
Eh?
We'll talk about that as well next week. So until then, everybody, have a good weekend. If you're watching the Oscars tomorrow night, make sure you don't break your TV when your choice does not win or when an actor or actress makes some political BS comment that really has no point whatsoever. And come back next week for a very special episode of That Wrestling Show, the only podcast where all pro wrestling matters. And as always,
wrestle on.
I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd also like to thank my agent. And I'd also like to thank all the little people. You poor, unfortunate souls who have to pay $11 to see me on a movie theater. Thank you.